With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Two bills in the Montana legislature that would regulate air ambulances got their first hearings today. One would regulate the membership program some air ambulance companies offer as insurance. The other would make insurance companies responsible for air ambulance bills, even if the ambulance companies are out of their networks. Both bills aim to help Montanans like Benjamin Power, who testified today that he was flown from his hometown of Dillon to a hospital in Salt Lake City.
The procedure saved my life, but it nearly ruined my life as well. Within a few weeks of the procedure, when I was at my absolute worst, I received a bill in the mail for $56,000.
State lawmakers face the additional challenge that anything they pass may conflict with federal law. Air ambulances are regulated as airlines under federal law, and other states' laws about them have been defeated in court. Montana Republicans are tentatively targeting the first week of February to nominate a candidate for a special election to replace U.S. Representative Ryan Zinke. Democrats aren't setting a date, but they are making preparations now to hold a nominating convention within a week of whenever Governor Steve Bullock calls for a special election. The timing depends on Zinke's confirmation as President-elect Trump's Interior Secretary. GOP Chairman Jeff Essman says a best-case scenario is that the U.S. Senate will hold a confirmation hearing and vote by the end of the month. That would trigger Bullock's call for a special election to be held between 85 and 100 days later to fill Montana's House vacancy. Essman and Democratic Party spokeswoman Kristen Cates says it's important for their parties to nominate a candidate as quickly as possible. The U.S. Interior Department today canceled the final two oil and gas leases in the Badger II Medicine area between Glacier National Park and the Blackfeet Reservation. The undeveloped leases were first issued in the 1980s in an area that is sacred to the Blackfeet Nation.
It puts an end to a three-decades-long struggle.
That's John Murray, a Blackfeet Tribal Preservation Officer. He says that over the past 30 years, many people fought to stop oil and gas development in the Badger II Medicine area.
A lot of them are still around, but a lot of those people never lived to see this day. In that sense, it's kind of a real victory, but it's still kind of bittersweet.
Today's decision by the Interior Department follows the cancellations of 15 leases there held by Devon Energy back in November. Another lease was canceled in March, but Solenex, the Louisiana company it was issued to, is challenging that in federal court. As Congress debates repealing the Affordable Care Act, the Obama administration is making a push to get as many people as possible to shop for health insurance via healthcare.gov. The deadline to buy health coverage is the end of this month. People are only allowed to sign up for between November and January to prevent them from dropping in and out of coverage throughout the year. The price of health plans on healthcare.gov in Montana rose sharply this year, but Ben Wakana, with the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, says tax credits mean most Montanans can still find coverage for around $75 a month.
In Montana, 8 in 10 enrollees in healthcare.gov coverage get a tax credit. That tax credit averages almost $500 a month.
The federal government says that as of last week, more than 52,000 Montanans had signed up for coverage through healthcare.gov. Nearly 11,000 of them are new customers. Healthcare.gov is also where people can go to see if they qualify for Montana's year-old Medicaid expansion. The state says that since the Affordable Care Act passed, the number of uninsured people in Montana has dropped by nearly two-thirds to a little over 7% today.
I'm Nate Hedgie. A Montana mining company plans to reach out to bird experts for ideas on how to keep geese off a former open-pit copper mine that is now a Superfund site. The Montana Standard reports that Montana Resources Manager of Environmental Affairs, Mark Thompson, said Friday that the company wants to change how it deals with the birds at the Berkeley Pit. Thousands of migrating snow geese died after landing on and consuming toxic Berkeley Pit water in late November. The company plans to start increasing its bird observation on March 1st to prepare for the annual migration. It is forming an advisory council of experts, but it's not yet clear who will be on it. The current plan calls for using noisemakers to scare flocks of birds away from the water. Gallatin County deputies say that a Bozeman man, who confessed to killing his wife early on New Year's Day, was thwarted in his attempt to dispose of her body because the county landfill was closed for the holiday. Jake Collins was charged in justice court, but the case has not been filed in district court. Nate Hedgie, Montana Public Radio.